Senate Democrats defeated a similar bill last year, but now more is at stake because federal money to fund the office is about to expire.
We don't support the bill as is. I'm an optimist, though.
Pete Maysmith is the head of Colorado Conservation Voters. Former Governor Bill Ritter created the Energy Office to advocate for wind, solar, and energy efficiency. Maysmith, along with other environmentalists, have never been wild about adding oil and gas and coal into the mix.
That's a dilution that pulls, you know, the focus of this office to a further, broader set of issues.
The measure would create two separate pots of money, one to fund renewable energy and the other traditional energy projects. Democratic Senator Pat Stebbins of Denver is sponsoring the bill in the Senate. He says it's not perfect and there's still sore spots about how those funds would intermingle.
I realize this is an issue where there's not necessarily consensus between the House and the Senate, but we've agreed to try to work on it.
Another sticking point arose when Colorado Counties, Inc., which represents the state's 64 counties, spoke out against the bill after it had already cleared the Republican-controlled House. Bill Clayton is a lobbyist for the group and says counties support a broader mission but don't like how it will be funded. He says county commissioners don't want to take severance tax dollars away from local communities to help promote traditional energy.
If there was an alternative funding source, I'm sure they would be 100% in favor of where we're going.
Democratic Senator Raleigh Heath of Boulder chairs the State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee, which heard testimony on the bill, but delayed taking a final vote. He says it's been a learning process.
We have got to get comfortable as a body with the new idea that the Energy Office combines both the renewable and traditional, and I think that's still a lot of people are still concerned.
For his part, Governor John Hickenlooper is advocating for the bill. He even wrote an editorial in the Denver Post calling for an all-of-the-above energy policy. At least one Democrat on the State Affairs Committee will need to join with Republicans to move the measure to the full Senate floor. In addition to broadening the mission, Republicans in the House also stripped out language in the bill referring to the new energy economy. But Democrats say they still plan to use that phrase. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.